I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Monday, the 26th day of July. Tim has the day off today. I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, let's get our current condition. It is 73 degrees.
Looking good on our freeways as we start things off. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
All lanes just reopened this morning, hours after a huge pileup on I-15 in Millard County that happened during a sandstorm. 7 people died and many others were injured. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with the latest. Mary?
Amanda, the pictures of I-15 show just how truly devastating and damaging this sandstorm and pileup were. All lanes north and southbound finally reopened about an hour ago. Authorities have reported at least 7 people dead and many others taken to the hospital in critical condition. It appears that at least 20 vehicles were involved in these crashes. It was yesterday around 4:30 p.m. when high winds caused all the sand or dust to swirl around and no one could see as they drove south through Millard County. And there might have even been more cars involved that moved on to the next exit, and troopers weren't able to count them in the total. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Parts of southern Utah also dealt with some serious flash flooding over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson continues our team coverage. Severe Utah weather.
By about 4:30, the National Weather Service issued severe weather alerts for areas including Parowan and Cedar City. Several inches of rain fell at Coal Creek, causing Highway 14 to be closed. Flash flood warning sounded for the North Fork of the Virgin River and other parts of Zion National Park. We also heard from KSL traffic troopers who sent us video of flooding and the Tucker turnout in the Spanish Fork area. Most of the harsh weather had moved out by 7. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The air quality is unhealthy for everyone along some portions of the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more. Heather?
Amanda, the smoke is expected to stick around northern Utah valleys through tomorrow. A majority of neighborhoods now have air quality considered unhealthy for sensitive groups, but almost a quarter of the areas from Provo to Salt Lake City and in Tooele and Park City are in the red danger zone for everyone. KSL-TV meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says the winds are expected to change tomorrow evening and blow out most of the smoke we're seeing from California and Nevada wildfires. Until then, doctors are advising people to stay indoors and limit your activity outside. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A man arrested in West Jordan could be facing multiple charges, including criminal homicide. Lindsay Coombs says the man forced his way past her young kids and into their home.
And I just kept screaming at him to get out of my home. And I thought, the louder I scream, maybe there'll be a neighbor outside that will hear.
She tells KSL-TV she finally grabbed the man's arm and moved him out of the house. Investigators say after leaving that house, Cesar Aguilar forced his way into a second home where he fired several shots. One of those shots just missed a young boy. Police say before breaking into the homes, Aguilar stabbed a friend to death. KSL's top national stories this hour. There is a renewed push to get more Americans vaccinated against COVID-19 as soon as possible as the Delta variant continues to surge. And the message seems to be getting through.
According to the White House, about 790,000 vaccine doses were given over a 24-hour period this weekend, the most in 3 weeks. And the 7-day average of new vaccinations is up 28%.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting. The state of Missouri is expected to go to court today to block St. Louis City and County from reinstituting a mask mandate. We get more from ABC's Kent Martin.
COVID-19 case numbers and deaths have begun to surge again in Missouri, where weekly case averages have returned to their highest levels since January. Southwest Missouri in particular is one of the nation's coronavirus hotspots. St. Louis City and St. Louis County officials have declared an indoor mask mandate begins this week. And immediately after that announcement, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt A Republican is also running for the GOP nomination for Senate, has announced he will go to court to block the mandate. Schmidt says he's going to ask. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
The International Olympic Committee is relaxing the mask policy for victory ceremonies. Athletes are now allowed to briefly remove their masks while they get their pictures taken on the podium. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's gymnastics team got off to a bumpy start.
Simone Biles and the women's gymnastics team placing second behind the Russians after the qualifying rounds. It's the first time in a decade U.S. women's gymnastics hasn't come out on top in qualifying. Biles stepped out of bounds during her floor routine and her first vault, but still had the best all-around score. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.